In the Shadow of Second Chances, Shaoqing Tan, by Shaoqing Tan in Diary. On a crisp autumn night, my wife and I found ourselves in the emergency department of UCSF Children's Hospital with our son. As he dozed off in my arms, fatigue overcame me, prompting a walk around the ward. In the lobby, I immediately noticed a group of police officers talking with two doctors. Their attention was focused on a corner room with an open door, their demeanor neither tense nor relaxed. Suddenly, a commotion erupted from inside. Loud murmurs, cursing, and cries of, "Get away from me," from a girl. I turned away, heading for the restroom. Upon my return, silence had fallen. Curiosity piqued, I deliberately walked towards the exit, passing the girl's room. Glancing inside, I saw her sitting on the hospital bed in disheveled scrubs, arms wrapped around her curled-up legs. She was a thin black girl, perhaps 13, with curly hair tinged orange. Her body was tense, her face expressionless, eyes fixed intently on the space before her. A nurse stood nearby, both silent, neither noticing me. Questions flooded my mind. Was she scared? Was this her first encounter with the police in an emergency room, or a familiar experience? Where was her family? Could the police, doctors, and nurses truly help her? Or were they just another step in her way downhill? Would she feel supported by society, or frustrated by the uniformed adults who confined her to this corner room? Would she emerge stronger in body and mind, or more ill and distrustful? She and I both must face life and death alone, in a world that is often unforgiving. The small measure of safety and freedom I enjoy was carved out by my family and friends, and safeguarded by my ability to navigate the rules of society. Yet, when those very rules trapped me and shut doors in my face, I experienced my own share of desperate moments. In those times, I would retreat to my safe space, crying in defeat. But after gaining more strength, I was ready to struggle again. What would I have become without those second chances? Deep down, I fear I already knew the answers to the questions in my mind.